Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, wherever you are in this great land on this great planet. This is Ron, the webmaster of freeworldfilmworks.com. Hopefully being joined by Saeed of America in Focus. Tonight, we're going to deal with a few topics. The first one is Hillary is accusing the current president, President Trump, of being the next Hitler. She said she watched his last rally, and the young men in his audience were mesmerized by him, and he was speaking like Hitler used to speak, and the crowd was reacting like the crowd that Hitler had, or the crowds that Hitler had. This is absolute insanity. The only person on the planet today who wants to be the next Hitler is Hillary. Saeed, you there now?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Ron.
Okay. Now, you have to remember, everything that the liberals accuse conservatives or Republicans of being or doing, they are guilty of that exact thing, and the Republicans and conservatives are not guilty of it. So when Hillary accuses President Trump, who is the current president, of being the new Hitler, what she's saying is she's the new Hitler. And that is exactly what she wants to be. And
sorry to interrupt. Yeah, I was
go ahead.
Say something about that. Yeah, I was going to say something about that, Ron. It's a very good point. Because, you know, Dinesh D'Souza, conservative writer, he wrote a book not too long ago called Plantation Politics about the Democratic Party. And, you know, the Democrats and liberals, they're such hypocrites. You know, just like you were saying, when she accuses Trump of being the new Hitler, she's actually the new Hitler, because she subscribes to the same government-controlled draconian policies of Hitler and the Nazis. And, you know, the Democrats have the audacity to always attack Republicans, and especially Trump, for being bigots and racist. This is their favorite category. Every time they like to win an election, they always accuse Trump is a racist. Well, if you know the track record of the Democratic Party and people like Hillary, they are the biggest racists around. They hate blacks. They hate women, although they claim to defend women. In reality, they hate women like crazy. They abuse women all the time. And on top of that, the people like Hillary and the rest of the Democratic Party, they argue for the same government monopolization as the fascists and the Nazis in Europe, legislated for. So, yeah, right. Like you were saying, she's actually Hitler. She actually embodies the same principles as Hitler did: government control, government suppression of the masses. That's totally Hitlerian, and that totally typifies Nazism.
Well, look at what she's done since January 20, 2021, when her puppet, China Joe Biden, illegally usurped the presidency. President Trump is the legal current president of the United States Corporation. China Joe Biden is an imposter, a fraud, and a fake. And he is just a puppet of Hillary. who is using him as her front man, and she is running the government 100% total control. Now, when President Trump was in office in the White House, she was still running the government about 90% of it. And she's been running the United States Corporation since January 20 of 1993, except for the 8 years that Dick Cheney was running it for Daddy Poppy Bush, or I should say George Herbert Walker, Poppy Daddy Bush. Now, Baby Bush was just a front man like China Joe Biden for Daddy Bush and Dick Cheney. Now, during the Obama 8 years of reign of terror, Obama did nothing, zero. He made no decisions, had no influence, had no authority, nothing. Hillary ran everything while she was Secretary of State, and then the 4 years she was out, the last 4 years of Obama, the illegal alien from Kenya and Indonesia, was illegally occupying the White House, she was still running everything from her home, because all the people in the key positions in the administration were her people. All the departments, the state, the defense, treasury, et cetera, FBI, CIA, NSA, all of her people were in the key positions. And the same during President Trump's first 4 years of office. Almost everyone in his administration in the top positions were her people. That's why he fired so many of them. He figured out these guys aren't doing what I'm telling them to do. So anytime you hear Hillary or any of the liberals accuse Republicans or conservatives of being or doing, you can be 100% guaranteed that they are not what they are accused of. They have not done what they have been accused of. And the liberals are exactly what they accuse the conservatives and Republican of being and of doing. I saw a guy on last night on one of the liberal networks talking about conservatives, and it was beyond comprehension how absurd it was, because he came right out and said the Republicans lie all the time. That's all they do is lie. I forget his name, doesn't matter. But the Republicans rarely lie. Some of them do, but it's few and far between. But the liberals, that's all they do all the time. You want to jump in, Slade?
Yeah, exactly. You know, they, like you said, they lie constantly about everything. You know, this whole thing about the, you know, the whole divide between rich and poor, you know, all the Democrats, liberals, they claim to be the biggest defenders of, again, the minorities. They claim to be defenders of the working class. And, you know, when Trump was in office, one of his main goals was to increase prosperity for the majority of Americans, not just for the top, 1% of the population. And, you know, the economy was definitely getting better for the vast majority of Americans. And one of his goals was to improve the status of all Americans, including the working class. And the Democrats, they always run, the liberals always claim that they represent the working class. All the policies that they have enacted, all the Democrats have catered to the very wealthy, rich corporate class in America. You know, when Obama was running the election with the illegal alien from Kenya and Indonesia, before he actually came to office, one of his biggest donors was Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is one of the biggest investment banks in the world, owned by the Rothschild banking cartel. It's a front for the Rothschild family, essentially. It's one of their financial front, headed by Lloyd Blank. I forgot his last name. I think it's Lloyd Blankfeld or something like that. But anyway, he's a Khazar Edomite who's a hireling of the Rothschild family to head Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs gave more money to Obama than they did to Obama's Republican contender. So that the point is this. You know, lie after lie. Liberals do not represent the working class. Majority of liberals are super wealthy, rich, elitists who live in gated country club residences. They could care less about the poor and the working class. They are basically hired out by the banking cartels, the Rothschild family. They're funneled millions of Federal Reserve notes by these elitist corporations and families who run the world. So again, lie after lie after lie. You know, Hillary too is heavily her pockets are heavily intertwined with the banking cartels of the world. But again, they always run on the platform. Once again, yes, we represent the poor, the downtrodden of society, and nothing could be further removed from the truth.
Now, here's something you brought up there. You're 100% correct. The liberals hate minorities, especially blacks and Latinos. They hate and despise them. They hate all minorities. And this was recently proved when Governor DeSantis of Florida sent a plane load of illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. The people there went crazy and said, "How dare you send these illegal immigrants to our city? We don't have the resources to care for them." So within less than 48 hours, the 50 illegal immigrants were loaded onto a bus and taken to a military base where they were kept, and I don't know what happened to them from there. But the super scumbag liberals in Martha's Vineyard do not want the dirty, filthy, illegal immigrants, as they call them. That's what they call them, dirty, filthy, illegal immigrants. They don't want them in their nice little cities. And I think what they did is they flew them back out somewhere. And that jerk, retard, moron mayor of New York City is whining and crying, saying, "Oh, stop sending all these illegal immigrants to our city. We can't handle them." And he's set up a tent city there to house them. Well, and then they're threatening to charge Governor DeSantis human smuggling or something, accusing him human trafficking, yeah, because he put him on a plane. Well, ever since Hillary's puppet got into office, the Democrats have been shipping tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants to the red states and red cities around America, shipping them by plane or bus in the dead of the night. And when people, patriots have investigated this, they deny it and say, oh, we're not doing that. But they got film of it. You can just go on the internet, YouTube, wherever, and see these illegal immigrants being put on planes and buses and sent throughout the country. When they do it, oh, it's wonderful. But if a Republican governor ships them to a sanctuary state, a sanctuary city, where these liberals claim, oh, we want all illegal immigrants to come here to America, and our cities and states are sanctuary cities and states, and they're welcome. Well, when they finally wind up there, they kick them out and tell them to go to hell, get lost, don't come back, or they'll do something really evil to them. That's the way these liberals are. Now, Poloni was one of the top liberals who is legally and clinically insane, as all liberals are, but she's the most insane of probably all of them except for Hillary. She was saying, oh, why are the Republican governors flying and busing illegal immigrants north to the blue states when it's the red states like Florida and Texas who need them to pick crops? She literally said that. She didn't realize what she was saying was one of the most racist things she could ever say, is that the southern states need the illegal immigrants to pick crops, and that the farmers are begging for these illegal immigrants to pick their crops. Because she is so stupid, so out of touch with reality, that she actually told the truth. The liberals, the Democrats, want illegal immigrants to come into America so they can pick the crops, do the menial manual labor. That's what it's all about, as well as signing them up on the voter registration rolls and then hiring people to vote for them. Because remember, no illegal alien in America ever votes. They're afraid if they go to vote, they'll get caught and deported. They don't vote. The legal immigrants rarely vote because they're too busy trying to make a living to bother voting. And they can't speak English anyway, so they don't know anything about the politicians. But this is one of the criminal conspiracies that the Democrats have been pulling off for decades, is signing up illegal and legal aliens on their voter registration rolls and then hiring people to vote for those illegal aliens and legal aliens. And most of the votes by Democrats are fraudulent votes. Probably over 50% of the votes in any race, anywhere in the country, by so-called Democrats, are illegal votes. It would be almost impossible for any Democrat running anywhere in America to win a fair election. Flutie couldn't even get 10% of the vote in San Francisco in that liberal hellhole in a real fair election. And I'll give you an example. An acquaintance of mine who I worked with for a little bit ran against Henry Waxman back in the 90s. He had his people do exit polls. He got 60% of the vote. Waxman got 40%. The final tabulation, Waxman got 95% of the vote, and John Rappaport got 5%. That's how crooked these elections are. So remember, every time a Democrat, a liberal, accuses a conservative or a Republican of doing or being, they are guilty of that very thing. Now, do you want to talk about Iran at all, the protests over there, Saeed?
Yeah, you know, I want to talk about this Amina Hafizi. I think that's her name. She was the young girl, that 23-year-old girl that was killed in police detention. Now, there are protests all over Iran. Of course, the death of the girl was, unfortunately, that was wrong, obviously. I'm not approving of it at all. But there's a lot of wild things that are going on in Iran, because the last time they had a major wave of demonstrations was during one of the elections in Iran, and it was all engineered by the Israeli Mossad and the CIA, because especially the Israeli Mossad is notorious for assassinating top Iranian scientists, and they were also the ones instigating all the massive protests during the election between Mousavi, who was like an incumbent reformer touted by the West in Iranian politics, and there was a mass series of demonstrations. I believe for sure that what's going on now in Iran, especially with these massive demonstrations, is definitely something that's being engineered by the Mossad and the CIA, but especially by the Israeli Mossad, in an effort to destabilize Iran. Especially using the death of Amina Hafizi. The claim is that she didn't wear the hijab or she didn't wear it properly, and she was under police interrogation and the Iranian police, so they killed her. But I definitely believe that her death was probably at the hands of some sort of Israeli Mossad operative, and it was used basically to foment a series of nationwide disturbances, because we know full well that Israel has done this before.
Yeah, no one really knows right now who killed her, but you're probably right. The Mossad probably had a hand in it, but I want to get to the gas pipeline that was recently blown up, actually two of them, the Nordic, the Nord Stream pipeline from Russia to Europe, was both of them, Nord Stream 1 and 2, were both blown up. Now, the liberal media is accusing President Putin of blowing up his own pipeline, which doesn't make sense. But then again, does anything the liberals say make sense? Of course not. Nothing they ever say makes sense. They are the most nonsensical people to ever live, whether they're liberals in America, Europe, Asia, wherever. Liberals all over the world are insane, nonsensical children. They've never grown up. Now, they're claiming President Putin blew up his own pipelines to get back at the West for backing Ukraine. Well, all he had to do is just shut the gas off. You don't have to blow up a pipeline. You just turn the gas off. Now, guess what happened the very day that Clinton, who ordered the pipelines to be blown up, what she did? Another pipeline from, I think it was Norway, to Poland was opened up, pumping gas into Poland. So the very day that two of Russia's pipelines to Europe are blown up, a pipeline from Norway to Poland is opened up to make up, you know, the loss. Wow, isn't that a coincidence? But you have to understand. Right. Go ahead, Saeed. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, yeah, absolutely, it's no coincidence. Obviously, it was all engineered, booby-trapped. It's just like, all the instances that occurred, you know, the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. That was obviously proven later on that the USS Maine, Spain, had nothing to do with the blowing up of the USS Maine. It was operation designed to get the United States involved in a war with Spain. So obviously this pipeline disaster, obviously this is all pre-planned.
Man, and here's the thing. Several months ago, when President Putin went into Ukraine to defend the Russians living in Ukraine, Russian citizens living in Ukraine who were being murdered and slaughtered by tens of thousands by the George Soros Nazis in Ukraine, when he went in to protect them and to stop the slaughter, oh boy. Biden, the puppet Biden, China Joe Biden, made a statement, and the Fox News has been showing this frequently. He said that if President Putin sent his army into the Ukraine, he would shut down the Nord Stream pipelines, both of them. Now, one of the bureaucrats, a woman, later said that those pipelines will be shut down. Now, is it a coincidence that the pipeline was shut down by sabotage when China Joe Biden said he was going to shut it down, and one of his bureaucrat minions also said that? You would think that if someone said they're going to shut a pipeline down if Russia were to invade Ukraine, and then it happens, that that's who is responsible. But of course, the liberal media accuses President Putin of blowing up his pipeline, saying, oh, it was us. We're going into the archive, 15 minutes extra. The live broadcast is over as of now. You want to comment on the pipelines at all, Saeed, or go to something else? Nope. Fade went off. Okay. So, yeah. Okay, there's going to be a slight delay here. Let me see if I can get... Well, okay. If Saeed doesn't come back in, I'll just continue the show. Now, let me go over again what the plan is for this November of the election. If we had a fair election, the Republicans would win the Senate and the House. They would win the House by 50 or more seats. They would win the Senate by 6 or more seats. They would have 56 senators. The Democrats would have 44. And they would control the Senate and the House permanently until the second advent. But we do not have fair elections, and we will not have fair elections in America until the second advent during the millennial kingdom, when all these criminals, the Democrats, are dead and burning in hell. And the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach is reigning on earth. Until then, it's going to be a struggle to where we're going to have to fight these demon-possessed, Satan-worshipping Democrats every day. Now, here's the plan. Here's what Hitler Jr., Hillary, the witch from hell, HRC, is planning to do in this November election. She plans to have the companies that run the voting machines swap votes, switch votes, flip votes from the Republicans to the Democrats in key races in almost every House race and most of the Senate races, especially in the key battleground states, and hope they have enough votes flipped. But as we saw in 2016, she tried to buy off 10 key states. She only got 5 of them, and she lost. So as their backup plan, she's going to use the late mail-in ballot scam again. And so you may see Republicans way ahead around midnight, but then the late mail-in ballots are going to be pouring in, all of them illegal, fraudulent ballots will be trucked in. They're being flown in. They'll be flown in late October from Red China. That's where they're printed and filled out. And they're flown over here to the states, to the key battleground states, and then they're trucked in to the county houses, just like they were in 2020. And if you want to go on the internet, you should be able to find videos, not on YouTube. I think they've pulled them all down. But on the other sites, you should be able to find videos showing Chinese nationals taking boxes out of vans, walking them into the counting houses. You can also see people inside the counting buildings, hauling out suitcases of ballots from under the table after everyone was cleared out. In 2020, they said in, I think it was Atlanta, that they had a water main broken. That's why they had to clear everyone out. Well, there was no water main broken. There was no reason to clear everyone out except for those who were in on the criminal act of counting illegal ballots. And this was proven. It was shown. And they not only count the illegal ballots once, they were counting them 10, 20, up to 50 times. They would run them through the counting machine, take them, go back, run them through the counting machine again, and they would do this 5, 10 times. And that's why Trump was way ahead, a landslide victory at midnight. And then at 2 o'clock, they shut down all the counting houses in the key swing states in the Democrat-controlled cities like Atlanta, Philadelphia, et cetera, Phoenix. And then they started recounting again. And about 90% of the votes counted were for Biden. And in some precincts, 100% were for Biden. And they also discovered that in many of the counties, that every precinct, the percentage for Biden and Trump were identical in every precinct in a certain county. It's impossible. Now, if you want to watch a video showing the late mail-in ballot scam, to where what they call mules, people hired by the Democrat DNC to take ballots that were printed up and filled out by Democrats and put them in the drop boxes. Watch 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza, where he hired some people to do the research, and they literally got video of covering the drop boxes in several key counties in the swing states, got the video showing people after midnight going to these drop boxes and not just dropping in one or two ballots, but 10 or 20 ballots. They were also able to get their cell phone tracking data, which showed these mules, people hired by the DNC to stuff the boxes, going to a DNC office, then going to not just one or two drop boxes, but 10 or more drop boxes in a night. And they only got the information on 2,000 of these mules, these criminals, when they estimate there was literally tens of thousands around the country, not just in the swing states, but in every state doing this. Now, if we just say there was 20,000 total in America, figuring they recorded 2,000 And then they said there was many, many more. Let's go with 20,000. It's a very low estimate of how many mules there were. There was probably over 100,000. But just go with 20,000. They didn't go out just one night and stuff the boxes. They went out for several nights. Let's say they went out just five nights and they stuffed 10 boxes, 10 ballots in each box. That's 100. 100 votes. Let's just say they did it one night. You multiply 20,000 by 100 and you get 2 million illegal votes. If they did it five nights, you've got 10 million illegal votes. And the estimate is that the DNC cast a minimum of 10 million illegal votes. And if 90% of them were for Biden, that means Biden got 9 million extra votes. Or they claim he won by 8 million or something. So actually, he lost. And probably more than just a million or so votes, he probably lost by several million. Because the numbers I'm giving you are conservative numbers. My guesstimate is that Trump won the election by over 10 million votes. Now, this could easily be proven in a court of law if any court in America were allowed the evidence to be presented, because not only just the late mail-in ballots, the illegal mail-in ballots, a minimum of 10 million were cast, you had the flipping the votes on the voting machines. You got to figure probably another 10 million on that. So you probably had 20 million extra votes. So if Biden won by about 8 million, subtract that from 20. So Trump won by 12 or more million conservatively. That's a conservative figure. He could have won by 20 million. There's no way of knowing. But that's what they plan on doing this election. Now, let me get to the end game. If Hitler Jr. steals the election, gets the House, gets the Senate, come January or February, Harris is going to be run out of office by some kind of scandal, just like Spiro Agnew was run out of office under Nixon. China Joe Biden will then choose Hitler Jr. to be his new VP. Once she's approved by the House and the Senate, confirmed, China Joe Biden will then resign due to health reasons. And guess what? The witch from hell, Hitler Jr., will illegally occupy the White House again and become the second unelected fake phony president of the United States Corporation. That is what the goal is. Signing off. American in Focus and Free World Filmworks. This is Ron. Good night. And listen to this show again.